I want to talk about change management for a moment. Every organization, no matter how big or small you are going through change. You went through a massive amount of change throughout COVID. You most likely are going through a massive amount of change during the current and unfortunately inevitable future financial climate here in America and frankly globally. Change is inevitable. But I think some of the biggest organizations that have change management practitioners in-house, and even some of the smaller organizations that do not have that luxury to have those individuals in-house, I think those people that are, again, working on change in any capacity, whether you have a formal background and an actual title at the enterprise level of an org, or if you're just someone within the talent and HR suites and or the executive suites, managerial suites that are just inevitably going through change, it's important to actually understand the data that you should know about your people, the information you should have on your people to make that change management process the most successful, the most clean, the most empathetic, the most productive, and what's another fancy word I can throw out here? The most aligned to their natural behaviors, skill sets, and overall expectations and preferences. So you're probably asking yourself, what the hell are you talking about, kid? Let me explain. I believe that if you're going through change, it is a very good idea to invest in tools that can measure and understand some of the following areas. Levels of curiosity, levels of decisiveness, levels of awareness, the ability for those to being able to measure emotional reaction to certain things, stability, drive, being open, inclusive, how open someone is to challenging and tough experiences and moments. It's important to understand that at an individual level, at a behavioral level. Because if you're going through the change of recreating your entire product line, as an example, and you need to have your salespeople on board, your partnerships people on board, your product people on board, your PR people on board, your marketing people on board, your back-end administrative and operations folks on board, you have to know who inside of your organization is going to be willing, able, and capable to go through that change and maintain high levels of productivity, high levels of desire to stay in sync with team members and stay on path and on track. And it doesn't necessarily mean when you go through that process of understanding that data that every single person has to have that ability. It just means those that you're putting in the position to steward or lead that ship have to have that ability. And anyone else may need to get rearranged, whether it's a role, whether it's an expectation setting that needs to be adjusted, whatever the case is going to be. So let's walk down a couple examples of what I really mean. Curiosity. Let me give you a definition here. Identifies new frameworks, ideas, models, strategies, work processes in an environment where they are open-minded and actually excited to experiment and test best new ways to tackle courses of action. That is what I read off of this technology system and tool that I've used in my past where we can analyze behavior of talent internally. But again, let me just define this because I want to make this simple. Curiosity. One definition could be identifies new frameworks, ideas, models, strategies, work processes, etc. If that is what you need, connected to, again, rolling out a new product line, if you need that right now, I think it's important to make sure the people that are leading the charge of this change management process, of this new product rollout. If that's what you need, then it's important to understand if that individual has that. Now, how you find that information out, you can invest in tools and technology. You can have one-on-one conversations. You can have a group. I mean, there's ways to get that data, but the fact that you are aware that getting that data is incredibly important is the first step. Because not everyone's going to have that ability to identify new frameworks, ideas, models, strategy, be flexible enough to figure out and nimble enough to recreate work processes. Not everyone is going to have that skill. So whoever's leading that charge must have that skill, if I'm being objective. So it's important to be able to test and understand if that's what they have. I'll give you another definition of curiosity. Engages in challenging status quo thinking. Encourages others to do the same, including questioning and guiding assumptions. So maybe this person on the team is someone that, again, is challenging and questioning a strategy, making sure that they're holding everyone else accountable as it pertains to thinking and being strategic and encouraging others. If that's a role that you need to roll out this new product, you have to know if you have that internally. And you don't just know that by working with the person. I believe it's important to test that. Because here's the factor, and here's where the alignment piece comes in. I may have had those variables of those two definitions of what I just labeled out as curiosity. But maybe due to certain things that I'm going through in my personal life, maybe the way that I'm experiencing my current organization and the culture currently, my relationship with my leader, maybe those two elements of curiosity I no longer want to have, even though they are, you know, typically and naturally ingrained in who I am. Maybe I want to take a back seat. Maybe I don't want to take on the pressures of having to encourage others, question guiding assumptions. Maybe that's something I don't want to do right now at a natural level. But if I'm forced to, I'll do it. But maybe that's something I don't naturally want to do. My goal in life as it pertains to business is to look at a goal that we have, look at a problem, look at a change management process that we need to execute against, and have people that are naturally up for the challenge versus putting people in a position where they have to force themselves, encourage themselves, motivate themselves to get up and take on that challenge. I'd rather have people that are naturally inclined to do that work than those that have to force themselves to do that work. And that's where I think a lot of organizations are missing the mark. They're not testing and understanding enough who right now naturally can execute this plan. Who naturally can make this shit happen? And who do we have in this company or in a position that probably has to get up for it, has to challenge themselves, has to motivate themselves, to level up from a skill perspective to execute against this inevitable problem or the challenge that's in front of us as an organization or a team. Let me give you another one here. Inclusivity. Let's say you are trying to get a policy. Let's say you're trying to get an entire department on track with a new policy that are going to make people potentially make less money, have less autonomy, and have less impact, right? Let's just say that's what the policy inevitably is going to do. It's probably important to make sure when you roll out that policy, it's inclusive, meaning you are either adding folks inside of the policy creation process, or you're making them feel comfortable when you're communicating the rollout of that new policy. So I'll give you another definition. Seeks to make sure all points of views are encouraged, processed throughout making the final decision. If that's what you want, you have to make sure the person that's leading the charge of this new policy has that as a natural part of who they are. That's something they naturally want to do. They naturally are going to folks and making sure they are encouraged to share their points of view. They naturally want to hear points of views. They naturally want to have those folks involved in those decision making. Not everyone has it in them. There are some people that are at leadership positions that may be leading this charge of this new policy that they really don't give a shit of what anyone says and what anyone thinks. They know this is what's right for the organization, and they're just going to push it through no matter who says anything and no matter what opinions are there. And if that's not the type of culture or vibe or energy that you want to have, maybe that person is not the best to be at the helm of this overall change management initiative. I'll give you another one here. Promotes high level of collaboration across all stakeholders and challenges while valuing all points of views to arrive at the best solution. Again, if that is something you want and that is something you feel is needed, since this policy is a bit different, if this policy is going to, again, make those feel a bit uncomfortable, then it's incredibly important to make sure you have someone that is naturally capable of promoting high levels of collaboration across all stakeholders, no matter what the challenge is, have shown that and have conducted that throughout their experience of being at this organization naturally. someone that already naturally values different points of views as it pertains to getting to the best solution, not those that care most about their own solution from an egotistical perspective, but they want to have the best solution race, you know, rose or race to the top, period. So it's important to be able to analyze that. What I'm noticing is this may be confusing, so let me simplify it. You have to find technology. You have to find processes. You have to find ways of assessments and testing who you have at a behavioral level leading initiatives inside of your org. Whether you're recruiting 500 employees over the next 18 months, whether you're going through a policy change, whether you're going through a revamp of your product line, no matter who is going to be leading that charge or a significant stakeholder and influencer throughout that process of leading that charge, you must know who you have at a behavioral level and figure out the inevitable outcomes you actually want to have from a culture perspective and making sure those two things align. And too many companies are not doing that. And for me personally, that's incredibly disappointing. And so I want to see more of that. We need to see more of that. And I wanted to make this episode to encourage leaders, encourage organizations that there are tools, technologies, processes that can test and measure behavior that you should do prior to when you're rolling out any significant change management process that will change the inevitable outcomes, processes, revenue, whatever it's going to be inside of an organization today. So very complicated and confusing episode, but if you really listen closely, an impactful one, because every single organization on the face of this earth have gone through or will be going through change. And it's important to make sure whoever's leading that change or a part of influencing others throughout that change have the behaviors, the capabilities, the knowledge, the experience to do it in the way that best behooves and inspires everyone at a collective level. So as always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. We'll talk soon.